there's a really useful metaphor for understanding the world, and especially the interaction between the informed, that's people like you and I, versus the oblivious, you know, the clueless masses. And the metaphor is a zoo, because we are living in a kind of planetary zoo, a zoo for humankind, and we're living among other zoo animals, and we are in the zoo. But even though we are individuals living in the zoo, we recognize we're in the zoo. We see the bars of the walls. We see the prison. We see the lies. We see that it's all fake. It's a Truman Show type of zoo. It's all decorative. And yet the other animals slash people in the zoo, they think that this is reality. They don't realize there's a world outside the zoo. And the only reality they know is what the zoo shapers allow them to know. So they shape their reality around them, and they give them food that they're allowed to eat. You know, the zoo animals can only eat what they're given. That's the only option. They're not allowed to escape. They're allowed to pretend to be free, to put on a show for the visitors to the zoo, but they're never allowed to actually be free. And yes, from time to time, they'll be given toys or little habitat things like, oh, here's a fake boulder over here that you can jump on, you know, Mr. Tiger or whatever. Oh, here's a fake ice ball for the, you know, the polar bears or whatever. Oh, here's a fake river for the beavers. You know, it's all fake to create the illusion that you're living in reality when you're actually living in a prison camp. Now, the weird part comes when you try to tell the other members of the zoo, the other animals, hey, we're locked in a zoo. Look at this. This isn't real. You don't knock it on the fake stone. It's not real. You're being lied to, right? And the other animals in the zoo are like, what do you mean? This is reality. This is the world that we know. This is all we know. And you try to tell them, no, you're a prisoner. You were born here. Your parents were probably, you know, kidnapped and taken out of their habitat. You were born here at the zoo. The only life you know is the life of being enslaved in an artificial system. This isn't the real world. Your entire existence is being used to sell tickets to spectators who marvel at the shadow of what you once were. But you tell that to people and they're like, no, stop being so pessimistic. This is the real world. We're free. We get food. We have universal basic income. We have a place to sleep. And then these nice people stop by and wave at us, and we wave back. You know, that's the average oblivious person. They are zoo animals in a zoo, and they will never see beyond the zoo. Now, they could have access to information beyond the zoo because, well, they have web browsers. Unlike most zoo animals, people in the world today, even the enslaved people, they can launch a web browser and they can type in web addresses of alternative media websites, you know, like naturalnews.com or censored.news or infowars.com or stevequayle.com or any other website. They can type it in if they only knew about it. If they only knew. Some people find out about it and then they go to one of those websites, and then they're told, oh, don't read that site. It's a conspiracy theory. Stay in your zoo. Stay in your cage. Eat what we tell you to eat. You're a prisoner in the system. Don't believe in conspiracy theories like, oh, there's a whole nother world out there that you've never seen that's much larger than this little prison camp system. Don't believe that. Or, you know, don't believe there's a conspiracy to keep you here against your will. Don't believe the conspiracy that there's a corporation or a nonprofit that runs this facility and sells tickets to let people look at you in your current prison cage. That's a conspiracy theory, you know, the oblivious masses are told. Don't believe conspiracies. And then one day the zookeepers come along and say, there's a mandatory vaccine for all zoo animals, you know, because there are too many zoo animals. The reproduction's getting out of control, so the zookeepers fake a pandemic. They'll announce to all the zoo prisoners, oh, there's a pandemic, there's a plague sweeping through the zoo. If you don't want to die, you're going to have to take this jab, you know, for your protection, because we care about you. And you saw the recent breaking news with the UK health minister, Matt Hancock, that was his name, where he conspired with his staffers and they said, when do we release the new variant? Yeah, we need to scare the pants off people. We have to get compliance. This will scare them. Release this, release that. You know, announce this. This is how we get lockdown compliance. All admitted, all in the text messages. Total Truman Show operation, 100% scripted, right? So that's what they do to the zoo animals. Scare them all to death, line up and take the vaccine. You know, because that's easier than rounding up the animals against their will and forcing them to take the shot. Rather, the zookeepers just use fear to convince the zoo animals to line up and beg for it. You know, and the zoo creatures, please give us the shot, so we believe in science, right? So they line up, take the jabs, and then they start dying off. And that's how the zoo solves its population problem without creating a giant, you know, dust up. They don't want a revolt of the zoo animals, because the zoo animals are powerful. They could overpower the zookeepers, who are weak and pathetic and hyper-privileged members of the system of global enslavement of the masses. You know, if the animals rose up, man, whoo, they could bite the arms off these zookeepers, right? Or bite their legs off. The crocodiles, the gators, even the bears, whatever. So they have to keep everybody in a state of fear. The zoo is our world. They have to keep everybody in a state of fear in order to make sure that you are controlled, that you are constantly terrorized, you know, just to make sure that you are compliant. And that's how the system works. And then just like in the Truman Show, if you try to break free, or if a bunch of zoo animals get together and decide to plot together on how to tear down one of the walls and break free and escape the zoo, well, you know, the zoo media comes on board, start making announcements. Watch out, the outside world is really, really dangerous. You know, and don't believe in conspiracies. The conspiracy theorists are dangerous. You need the government to protect you, you know, the zoo government. You know, freedom might be a dangerous thing. We can't protect you if you escape. You won't have free vaccines. You won't have this free food. You won't have your universal basic income. And you'll lose all your friends here in the zoo if you escape and you leave this place. Who knows what might happen to you? You know, be very afraid of whatever's outside the zoo, right? That's the fear campaign. Be afraid of thinking for yourself. Be afraid of not conforming to the obedience demands of the government in charge. Be very afraid. And it works. It works on most people, because most people are just as dumb as zoo animals. They really are. They're dumber than rats in many cases. I've mentioned this before. Rats don't even kill their babies. Rats don't poison the food supply that they feed their children. But humans do. They spray actual poison on the food and then feed it to their children. And they call it affordable breakfast, you know. Or they line up to get death shots, depopulation injections. And they say, we believe in science. You know, even rats aren't that stupid. You know, rats actually have a survival instinct. But I read an article earlier today said that 30% of the young girls in America want to die. They just hate life so much. They don't even have the will to live. They want to die. I mean, almost a third of the female population. Talk about mass mental illness. These are signs of the end times, folks. So the bottom line, yes, you're living in a zoo. The politicians are your zoo keepers. And if you dare to break out from the zoo, you will be threatened with fear tactics, intimidation campaigns, fake plandemics, false flags, acts of government-sponsored terrorism, you know, whatever it takes, anything to scare you into compliance so that you don't escape the system. And that's the world you're living in right now. And the people that you know, maybe your family, friends, coworkers, what have you, they are among the oblivious zoo animals who who just want to enjoy their servitude, you know, because, well, television is on, or their favorite cable program or whatever. It's or Netflix. It's, oh gosh, can't miss that. Look, stay in the zoo. Don't question anything. Don't miss, you know, Netflix programming. That's who they are. And most people will live and die as prisoners of the zoo. The vast majority. They will never know freedom. They will never know the freedom to think, the freedom to speak, the freedom to explore. They will never know anything other than the world that is spoon-fed to them by their government zookeepers. And worst of all, they will fight to defend the zoo against anyone who works to expose the truth, just like in The Matrix. The people in The Matrix fight to defend The Matrix. They don't want to be red-pilled. The Matrix is the zoo. The zoo is our civilization. You're living in it, but you don't have to surrender to it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com.